Jolton Joe Cortez. He's fair, but he's firm. He's still got the left hook, too. I'm telling you. Joe Cortez in studio today. We're going to talk Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman. Joe, are you as excited about this fight as I am?
I really am because, I've refereed Manny Pacquiao on three occasions, and it's good to see a legend like him still in the game at the age of 40. Not many fighters get to fight at that age. You had Bernard Hopkins, and you had George Foreman winning the heavyweight championship at the age of 45. And it's kind of a tense type of experience because you say, wow, does Manny Pacquiao still have it? You know, when he fought Adrian Broner last year, I said to myself, I don't know if he can beat Adrian Broner. You know, Adrian Broner is young, four-time world champion, but Manny Pacquiao took him to school. He beat his butt from post to post that night, from pillar to post. And it was just like, I said, you know, Manny Pacquiao really still, he impresses me. Now, yesterday, I spent some time with Manny, about 2 hours in the gym with him, and watching him, he kept coming up to me for some advice. Hey, Joe, am I doing this? How you like this? How's the speed with this? I was telling him, speed, you know, always I'll do power. And he came back and said, Joe, how about speed and power? I said, it's even better.
Which he has.
Which he has. You know,
but it has for a long time.
And let me tell you, that what did you lose last is the punching power. You can lose your reflexes, your timing, but the power is always there. But he has it all. I mean, he threw about 15 punches in a row in a matter of 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, this guy's still jumping all around, finished training. He didn't want to stop throwing punches. The trainer said, take it easy. That's it. He said, no, we'll do 2 more rounds. And he's just jumping around like if he's playing basketball, jumps around. He's full of energy. He said, a guy like him, 40 years young, I don't say 40 years old, because he acts like an 18-year-old kid.
Has he slowed down at all to you?
You know, if you have 20/200 vision, then he slowed down. But if you got 20/20 vision, he still got it, man.
That's what I think.
And I think you got 20/20 vision.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Maybe. Because Manny still definitely has it. The guy can move around that ring.
I don't wear any glasses. You see that?
That's it, man.
But seriously, he still has it. And people want to knock him. He's 40 years old. We heard it against Broner and even before that.
Right.
It's like, no, this guy still has it. Is it easier because he's a lighter weight guy? Does that have anything to do with it? Or is he just a freak of nature?
That's his nature. You know, he's built that way. Some people have that energy. You say, where did they get the energy from? Where did they take it? This guy is born with that energy. He's addicted to boxing. When you're addicted to something, you can't stop. And that's what he is. He's addicted to boxing. I think he sleeps, eats, and drinks nothing but boxing. And that he's just happy. He finishes his workout. He's smiling, happy, joking with his team. And you know, he's got it. He was born with that. And something like you're also born with a punch. And you got that punch. He was born with punching, and he's born with that speed. That's all natural for him.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to be right. He told me, Joe, I got 2 or 3 more years to go right before the Broner fight.
Right.
And I said, you know, after the fight, I said, I believe this guy because watching him yesterday, I mean, we were messing around in the gym. I was teaching him some stuff, and I was hitting him in the stomach. Show him how he still got the six pack.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, oh my God, he was like cloud nine yesterday.
Was he hard as a rock?
Oh, yeah, man, hard as a rock. His whole body is, you put his arm on his shoulder, he feels like a rock. But he got that speed, and he got that charisma about him, and he's very religious.
Yes.
And I told him in the ear, before I left, I said, you know what? You have God in your corner. He looked at me and said, thank you, Joe. Yeah. Amen. You know, so that's the kind of kid he is.
No, he's not a kid, but you still think of him as a kid because he's smiling. So yesterday at the press conference, the final press conference at the MGM with him and Keith Thurman, you saw the tale of both sides here. You saw Keith Thurman talking all that trash, being cocky. He probably believes a lot of that, but then again, you just don't know, okay, is there a nervous side of Keith Thurman? Then you look at Manny, and it's his routine for him. It's the same thing for him, and he's just laughing at Thurman. It's like, this is what he does. He's fought in that MGM Graham Garden Arena 15 times,
right?
And Thurman's fought there twice on undercards of Floyd Mayweather, so he hasn't been in this big stage. But like you said, yesterday, when you're working with him, then you see him at the press conference yesterday. This is just old hat. This is routine for Manny.
I told him.
And that is beautiful to watch. Nothing can deter this guy at all.
Yeah, when I saw yesterday that he wanted, like, he was trying to pick my brain a little bit about certain things, I told him, listen, remember one thing. You're going to get all this trash talking, and you know what? They're trying to get into your head. They're trying to get under your skin. But you know, Manny, you know, you've been there so many times. So, you know, you're a veteran at this. That's all smack talk. So you know better than that.
Right.
Don't let that bother you. Keep doing what you're doing.
And how did he end the press conference yesterday? With a Bible passage. because, you know, like you said, very religious.
Yeah.
And just one of the great guys of all time in the sport.
No question about it. Inside the ring, outside the ring as well.
All right. Joe Cortez joined us. We talk Pacquiao Thurman Saturday night, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Let's talk about Keith Thurman now. Like we mentioned, he's undefeated. He's a champion, WBA belt. Bigger, stronger, younger. He's an underdog, Joe. He's an underdog. He's never been an underdog ever before. He started out as a favorite. The Pacquiao money started coming in. Now, all of a sudden, Manny Pacquiao is up to a $1.50 favorite. What do you like about Keith Thurman?
The thing I like about Keith Thurman is that he has confidence in himself. And that's good to have going into the ring. If you go in there with some doubts and some fear, you know, you're not going in. But he's trying to talk all this talk to Manny because he knows that Manny is his toughest opponent. And he thinks that because Manny is 40 years old, and I say 40 years young,
right.
And he knows, he says, Manny Pacquiao has beaten the best, and Manny Pacquiao has been in some wars. And one thing I must say, though, in boxing, I'm being realistic. You get old overnight sometimes.
Right.
You know, and it can happen with Manny Saturday night, but I don't think so because he has so much. Keith Thurman really got to raise the bar. Now, his last fight he had against Jose Cito Lopez, he got really rocked real bad in the seventh round.
Right.
And that's a fighter, Jose Cito Lopez, who should have been retired 5 years ago. And if a fighter like that, who's not even a good B-class fighter, seventh round, he was like, oh, my God, this is, I would say, oh, he's going to stop him. Oh, my God, a guy who's washed up, going to stop Keith Thurman. So, I mean, it goes to show that maybe he was inactive for 2 years, and being inactive for 2 years, I know you got some ring rust, but you know what? As tough as he is, why not? I always say you don't have muscles on your chin. And maybe the chin is questionable, just like it was with Anthony Joshua when he got stopped by Andy Ruiz. You know, big guy looked like Hercules and all that. And look at Andy Ruiz, he looked like Humpty Dumpty. You know what?
had a great fall, right?
Had a great fall. And it was the other way around.
Yeah, right.
It was Anthony Joshua who had the great fall.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the punching power. So Manny Pacquiao has that punching power. And I think Thurman's chin is kind of questionable. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about his inactivity, the 22-month layoff. He's had three fights, Joe, in 3 years. And Manny's had five. And Thurman has had elbow injuries. He's had hand injuries. He's kind of been one of those guys that has tried to duck and pick his opponents and take time off and saying he was hurt. And we've gone back and forth about that. And now he's fighting Manny Pacquiao, a guy who never takes any time off. Even though he's a senator, he has continued to fight like you've talked about, and he never ducks anybody. Manny, at 40 years old, being a senator, he is so active, and Thurman is the opposite, where he's inactive. How much of this is going to play into this fight?
That means a lot, because I mean that the rust really takes a lot out of you. I mean, I think Manny Pacquiao has a heavy bag and a speed bag in his office as a senator, you know? When he gets mad, he gets on a heavy bag. I mean, Manny Pacquiao definitely stays in shape all the time. And one thing about Manny is he fights, and the following week he's back in the gym, you know, loosening up. He doesn't take nothing for granted. He never gets overweight. He's always fit, always ready to go. Keith Thurman, I tell you, I think that Keith Thurman is not quite ready to fight the caliber of fighter that Pacquiao is. Keith Thurman still has to have another 2 or 3 more fights before I can say now he's ready to go. I think they're rushing him, but they have to, because if Manny Pacquiao pulls out and decides I'm going to retire, or Manny Pacquiao has a fight, he loses, there goes a big paycheck for Keith Thurman. So they took Keith Thurman out because they know, take it now, because if you lose, you can always come back. You're young. But if you don't fight Pacquiao goes out, you never get a chance to fight him. It may never happen. So they took it. I think they know it more about business than what it is about him winning.
What is Manny's best plan for attack in this fight?
He's going to be feeling him out a little bit in the first minute of the round, but Manny's going to try to get off first. Being that Manny's a southpaw, that makes it even more difficult, you know, because you're used to having a right-handed fight in front of you. Now, all of a sudden, you got a guy who's left-handed. Instead of throwing you with the jab with the left hand, he's jabbing you with the right. He hooks off. And Manny has such great leg movement. He's all over that ring. And he doesn't stop. It's like you get a basketball player who start to dribble in front of you and fakes you all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's what Manny Pacquiao does very well. He'll fake you that way. Before you know it, bam, he's throwing you with three punches. You throw coming from the right side. They come from the left side. You know,
every fighter that I've I've talked to that fought Manny Pacquiao after the fact, they said the same thing.
Yeah.
I never thought he was that fast.
Yeah.
He gave me stuff that I was not prepared for.
Right.
And Thurman hasn't faced anybody like Pacquiao.
Close. Not close to that.
Right.
You know, and that's why I predict that Manny Pacquiao, you're gonna, after the first round, you're gonna feel him out. You're gonna start putting the pressure on, and then before you know it, you're gonna start breaking down. Keith Thurman can start going in survival mode, and then you know what? After that, Manny says, "I got him." And then Manny gonna hurt him. Once he hurts you, he's gonna let you off the hook. He's gonna go for the kill. Once he smells that blood, he's going for it.
Joe Cortez giving us the prediction, picking Manny Pacquiao. Distance fight, TKO. What do you think, Joe?
I say you're gonna stop him before the 10th round. You're gonna hurt him pretty bad the 6th or 7th round. Then you're gonna start going for the kill.
Go bet the under. There it is. You got a lot of plus money there. 12 rounds. It's like minus 330 for the fight to go the distance. Joe's saying it's going under.
You're going under.
There you go.
Keith Thurman's not gonna be able to take it because what he showed me when he did when he fought Cecito Lopez, he couldn't take Cecito Lopez's punches. He got rocked real bad. You know what? Manny hits 10 times harder and 10 times quicker than Cecito Lopez.
Great point. It's always great talking with you, Joe.
You know what? You're fair, but you're firm as well.
Exactly.
Touch him up, buddy.
Touch him up. Jolton Joe Cortez, the Hall of Famer himself. And we will be watching the Pacquiao-Thurman fight at the MGM Grand very, very closely. We're going to be doing a podcast, you and I, on Sunday as well, too, right?
That's right. That's right.
At the museum.
That's right. We're going to do this coming Sunday.
You come on out, right?
Come on by. Shake hands with T.C. Martin, one of the greatest of all time, undisputed radio broadcaster here in Las Vegas, Nevada. T.C. Martin, the one and only undisputed champion.
Yes, it's recording.
Joe is like the walking promo right there. There it is.